Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Introverted Queen. On today's episode, I'll be speaking to Saski. She is an up-and-coming lawyer and a YouTuber who shows the world her amazing makeup skills. We talk about being in a relationship with an introvert and how our personality shapes us. Check it out. Hi, Saski.
Hi. Hi, Cindy.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast.
It is my pleasure.
Cool. So we're going to start. So what's the easiest part about having an introverted fiance?
Well, I would say that, you know, sometimes it's not easy at all, but the easiest part of it is probably the fact that he's not, like, you know, there's some people who love, who's all about the drama and stuff like that. Like, I find that he's just really low key. So I love that about him. And I guess there's different types of introverts, but I can start off by saying that he's the type of introvert who doesn't really like to, you know, talk to people so much and stuff. Like, he likes to keep to himself. Okay. Yeah, so in a sense, I think that it's an advantage that he does that. Like, I really like that about him. That's okay. One thing that I really love about him, yeah.
Okay, oh, cool. I like that. Do you feel that people comment on how different your personalities are? And if so, do they say it in a negative way?
Okay, well, I find that a lot of people do comment on it. And unfortunately, I see that it is in a negative way, but only because they don't understand what it's like to be an introvert, right? So I find that, for example, in my church circle, you know, like growing up in church and everything like that, when you see each other, you greet each other, you hug each other, you kiss each other. How are you? How's this? How's that? Right? Mm-hmm. So when he's not really used to stuff like that, right? So, and being the introvert that he is, when I, you know, like people are used to small talk and stuff like that, and he doesn't do small talk. He's just very like, hello, and that's it. It's no, right. Like, how was your week? Or what are you up to? He doesn't really like stuff like that. He mm-hmm. just, so I do find that people don't understand it. And it's not that it's a bad thing. They're not used to it. So they automatically think like, oh, he doesn't like us. Or, oh, you know, and it's like, it's not that he doesn't like you. It's just, he likes to keep to himself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, he just met you. So
exactly,
there's no time to build anything yet. It's just, let's meet again and maybe we'll talk a little bit more. So
that's the thing, because a lot of people in my circle are so bubbly and they meet you and it's like, you guys are besties already, right? But he's not like that at all. So they don't understand it. That's what I think it is. They speak of it like, oh, wait, like, you know, he doesn't really talk and stuff. And it's like, no, he doesn't. He just met you. He has to be super comfortable with you mm-hmm. for you to really hear him have a full conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you are engaged and you're currently planning your wedding. How's that going? And are there any wedding activities that your introverted fiance is like, no?
Okay, well, first of all, I often laugh to myself to know, just thinking about imagining him walking down the aisle, like, because in weddings, a lot of times, like, I guess the groom walks down the aisle first mm-hmm. with his best man or something, and then they wait for the bride at the aisle, right?
Right.
And I often laugh about it because I just think about how much he hates attention. Like, he absolutely hates attention, and he's very shy, right? So I find that, like, even that whole process in itself, it's, like, I keep telling myself, like, wow, like, I'm a lucky girl that we're actually doing this. Like, we actually set a date, and he's actually, like, okay, this is going to happen, you know? But there are some activities, such as the vows, okay? A lot of people, one of our friends were telling us that, you know, we should write our own vows and, you know, say our vows to each other and everything like that. But in my head, I was laughing because it's like, do you not know who my fiance is? Like, he has a hard time, you know, like, communicating or, well, not communicating, but, like, he has a hard time, like, talking to people in a public setting. So imagine having to express his love in front of a whole bunch of people. So I, one of my friends recently got married, and she actually gave me the greatest idea. What she did for her vows is they told their vows to each other privately before the wedding. So I find that that's a really good alternative for an introvert, because then we don't have to do all the mushy and attention stuff. Like, we'll just repeat after the pastor. I mean, it's still not set in stone whether or not we're going to do our vows in front of people, but most likely it's not going to happen.
And there's something intimate about vows. So I like that, where you can just say it privately instead of writing your own vows and then getting up there and it's awkward, or it might be a little choppy. You miss something and people are like, what? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Or a random, like, crying. Like, I'm definitely going to be there crying. And even that to him, he'll be like, oh gosh.
That's too funny. So I always like asking parents, because you have a son, when you see your kid's personality, do you see it more leaning towards you or your fiance?
I would say that he is complete opposite of his dad. He, of my fiance, like, when you look at him, that's my fiance's twin, okay? Like, yes. He looks exactly like my fiance. But personality-wise, he is, my son is very out there. Like, he meets someone and he automatically says, hey, come here. Like, you know, like, he's always wanting to play with people. And he's, even if he sees somebody new, like, he's always telling them about something, even though you can't really understand what he's saying. But
right.
No, like, he's very open. And my fiance, it's funny because they look like twins, but it's night and day with their personalities, because my fiance, it's not like that at all. Like, he, and I've known my fiance since elementary. And my fiance has always been this way. He's always been very low key, very just chill. Like, he's, and that's what, in a sense, like, attracts me to him so much, because he's not, I don't like loud guys. I don't like guys that are just out there and, like, they're loud and it's like, oh, you're here. No, like, he's very low-key. Like, he observes everything. And mind you, he might not say anything, but oh, he observes.
He saw. He knows,
oh yeah, he saw everything that happened. So just when you think he's not, like, you know. But yeah, like I was saying, he's him and my son are two different, completely different people personality wise but when you see them, it's like, oh yeah, that's his dad.
I like that. Like, your fiance's probably walking around with your son, and your son has, like, no stranger danger. It's like, everybody come here, and he's just like, no.
No, no. Yeah, it's basically like that, and it's actually hilarious to watch.
So do you think that your personality has changed from when you were younger to now adult Saski?
My personality has, no, actually. I think the things that have changed is made more like I see the world for what it is. So as ever since I've been a little girl, I mean, I think that a lot of people just see me as naive, because I always, always, always like to see the good in people first. And I'm a very bubbly person, and I always love to, like, include people, and I'm always, like, feeling bad for people, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'm always, yeah. However, growing up, I think I've gotten life lessons. I'm still the bubbly person. I still like to, I'm vulnerable in the way of, like, I don't judge people right off the bat. Like, I give people chances and stuff like that. But I've learned lessons in life, right? So when I was younger, I would just give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, when they do me wrong, I will probably be like, oh, they probably didn't mean it or whatever. But as I'm growing up, I know that people are like, what you see is what you get type of thing. So mm-hmm. I've learned that. But I would say that I'm still the same bubbly, hi type of girl.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we learned lessons the hard way, but I don't think it should mean that we should apologize for being a good person. It's like,
exactly.
You are who you are. Yeah, you learn your lesson. Maybe you'll be more careful next time, but just continue doing you or being you.
I completely agree. And a lot of people are like, oh, you're too nice and you're too this and you're too that. And it's like, yeah, I am. And that's not going to change. It's who I am. I mean, like you said, sometimes I learn it the hard way that I'm way too nice to people. And to be honest with you, my fiance tells me all the time, like, he warns me and he's like, I hate when he's right because he'll be like, I told you, you know? And it's like, yes, but I'm still that girl who always gives people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. You have a good heart. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was fun. This was fun chatting with you.
I love being here and I love your podcast so much. So I'm really honored for you to even ask me to be on here. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. That was such a great conversation I had with Saski, and I hope you found it insightful just as much as I did. Share your thoughts and comments with me on my Instagram at introverted_queenblog. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take good care, and until next time.